The Little League World Series rolls on from Williamsport. Four more matchups today, Ohio, New Hampshire at 1 Eastern, followed by Nebraska, Texas, and later California plays South Dakota, and Michigan squared us off against Hawaii. All four games are on ESPN and the app. And we welcome you back to Get Up. I'm Ryan Smith in for Greeny. We're coming to you live from the Seaport, and we are brought to you by Chase. Thank you so much for joining us. We got so much to get to, especially in the NFL. Kimberly's here, so let's get up with Justin Fields, who won't be Chicago's starter week one. What he thinks of the decision, and will he just grin and bear it? Jerry Jones weighed in on Dak Prescott's shoulder yesterday. Why the Cowboys owner has no choice but to be optimistic. And why a Lamar Jackson answer to a question may be keeping opposing defensive coordinators up at night. We'll talk about that as Get Up starts right now. And we lead off with the Chicago Bears because Justin Fields, man, he kicked off the preseason with a bang, going 14 for 20, 142 yards and a touchdown through the air, one on the ground. His second game, well, a little bit more of a struggle against the Bills, but not terrible. Just not great. Went 9 for 19, 80 yards while taking two sacks. One positive from it was a game high 46 rushing yards. Now, on Tuesday, Matt Nagy announced that Justin Fields would get the start in their final preseason game and that Andy Dalton would be the Bears' week one starter. So, Justin Fields was asked about that, and here's what he said.
I think if, you know, the players of a team don't buy into what a coach has to say, then that team's not going to be successful. So, man, I pretty much have no choice. That's ultimately why I'm trusting him because, of course, you know, we all want the same thing. We all want to win games. So, there's no reason for me not to trust him.
All right, makes sense. It's smart to trust him because the Bears open up with last year's number one defense in the Rams. Reigning Defensive Player of the Year, Aaron Donald. That would be a tall task for Justin Fields to face. ESPN's Football Power Index predicts the Bears to win just two of their first six games. So, let's bring in our team and add to the mix Swagoo. He is here to join us. So we start with you, my friend, because here's the deal. This is what we were talking about last hour. I want to bring it back. The schedule. The first four games includes the Bengals and the Lions. Also two tough teams, tough to get a win. After that, you got a slew of playoff teams, including the Packers, the Niners, teams like that they have to take on. So how do you think, if at all, the Bears' schedule might impact Matt Nagy's decision to play Justin Fields?
Ryan, before I answer that question, hold on, bro. Hold on. Yeah. I got to welcome Robert Griffin III to ESPN. It's the ghost of Robert Griffin III. Listen, the first time I lined up across the field from this dude, he was ripping the Cowboys in the stadium, in our new stadium at that. He was so hyped to be back in Texas, the former Baylor Heisman Trophy winner, that he told us a new one in that stadium. I ain't forgave you for that yet, bro, but I can't wait. Congratulations, man.
Oh, man.
No doubt, no doubt. Ryan, to get to your question, man, listen, the schedule will have no bearing. This would be about Andy Dalton and what he does as far as maintaining that. First of all, let me say I'm disappointed. All right, I wanted Justin Fields to be the week one starter. And I don't give a damn about playing Aaron Donald. What the hell you think Andy Dalton gonna do when Aaron Donald is after him, as opposed to Justin Fields playing and using his athleticism? But look, he answered the question the right way. I don't know how Kim and Robert feels, but I saw the disappointment. I felt the disappointment while he was answering that question about Andy Dalton started. The Chicago Bears called Andy Dalton QB1. I don't think it's going to last long. I don't believe it's the schedule. I believe it's Andy Dalton. And at some point, Matt Nagy going to realize, I probably should put the young fella in there because he gives us the best chance to win.
Yeah, and I like that you talked about the disappointment that Justin Fields felt, because I feel like we cannot say enough about this young man's professionalism. Coming in there, saying all the right things, telling fans not to boo Andy Dalton, but at the same time, Kimberly, you see his competitiveness, mm-hmm. and you see that he wants to play. You cannot help but like this young man at this point. Right. But at what point do you put him in there?
Listen, here's the reality of the Bears situation. They know their offensive line is not playing well right now. That is the issue. So, yes, while I don't think this is an issue of, you know, is Justin Fields, is he really better than Andy Dalton? We can all see the difference in talent, okay? And the elephant in the room is, this is his team. But right now, the O-line is not playing how it needs to. This is a kid who's still learning, who's still developing and taking in this rookie season of his. And Andy Dalton has experience. He has a short leash too. Like, let's not get it twisted. Like, he's not, if he falters to start the season, we will see Justin Fields sooner than later. But Matt Nagy is trying to balance a young rookie QB with a veteran and a team that has some obvious holes on the roster.
So, Robert, when you look at this team, is there a sense for you that you should put in Justin Fields, or is it let's ride with Andy Dalton?
You know, I think I got to address what Swaggy said there about the disappointment that Justin Fields had. And I love it because it shows you how much of a competitor he is. Like, he wants to start.
Yeah.
But yep.
Last time I checked, Matt Nagy doesn't have like a 5-year contract, right? He's got to win right now. I think when you look at the preseason game that Justin Fields just had, and he struggled a little bit, right? And that's what Matt Nagy's looking at. He's saying, okay, you guys might not see it, but I know Andy Dalton gives us the best chance to win right now. But come week 2, week 3, week 4, that might not still be the case. So I think they brought in Andy Dalton as the bridge guy. You got to start him, right? You made him all these promises, but you know that Justin Fields is the future. And for Matt Nagy's future, the best thing he can do is protect Justin Fields as much as possible so that when he does put him in the game, it's, hey, go make all the mistakes you're going to make. We're riding with you no matter what.
Just a really quick thought here, though, Robert. We got to go, but I just want to get your quick thought on this, though. You're going to put him in, though, if it doesn't work after 4 games, in the meat of the schedule against playoff teams, that's when you put Justin Fields in. Isn't that a bad way to kind of build up his confidence?
No, I don't think it's a bad way to build up his confidence at all. You work with what you got, right? Mm-hmm. Kimberly, I hear you talking about their offensive line, but guess what? They got to find a way to make it work. Right? When I was in Washington as a rookie, we found a way to make it work with an undersized offensive line. People didn't think we had enough weapons at receiver. We had a 6th-round pick at running back. And guess what? We won the division. So a great coach works with what he has, and he knows that, you know, Matt Nagy knows whatever the issues that he's struggling with on the offensive line. So, yes, that does speak to playing Justin Fields earlier because he can use his feet and kind of alleviate some of that pressure off of the Bears. But right now, it's Andy Dalton's show.
Okay.
The Red Rock to go okay. As long as he
All right. Well, speaking of coaches working with what they have, let's talk. I'm sorry, Marcus, let's jump over to New England because we got to get to this. Speaking of coaches working with what they have, let's talk about New England, right? Where the Patriots, let's turn to this. The Patriots are in the midst of a quarterback battle that could see a shift this week because Mac Jones is taking the first team rep for the 2nd straight day with Cam Newton out until at least Thursday under COVID protocol. So how does Bill Belichick feel about this? Take a listen.
The fact he's not here, does it change your view of where things stand at that position?
Yeah, we'll evaluate everything the way we always do based on the information we have.
Big opportunity for Mac Jones this week. I mean, everybody, it all figures together.
Okay, so I had to get you on this, Marcus, because I wonder if this is a golden opportunity for Mac Jones to do enough to become the week one starter just in this little bit of time he has with the first team in practice.
Ryan, I've been back and forth with this one, man. I don't think it does enough for him to supplant Cam Newton. But what I do believe it does is it lets everyone know in that organization the minute Cam Newton is not playing at the level that Mac is ready. Look, man, 5 days in training camp with this guy getting all of the ones in an already tight quarterback race does not help Cam Newton by any means. And we've talked about this prior to this situation unfolding with Cam, and it was already, to me, a week-to-week basis once the season started. And if you look at New England's schedule, they start off with 2 divisional opponents, and then they got Tampa, and I forgot the other team, but we know what the line of demarcation is. You better beat the Jets and the Dolphins if you're Cam Newton, and you get the week one start. You better win that game, and then you got to go and win another divisional game. Bill Belichick is not going to wait. If Mac Jones in these 5 days, coupled with what he's been doing in the preseason, takes hold of what they want to do as far as Josh McDaniels playing, Cam Newton's time is even shorter. He's even under more pressure than he already was based on them taking back 15 and Mac playing well. I'm concerned about it because it's 5 days of work. One preseason game, bit different. 5 days of work? Mm-hmm. That's a long time for a guy to try to gain some headway in a quarterback competition, man.
I love that you say that because it really gives fans, I think fans really need to listen to that, how things can change just in practice over a couple days. So, Robert, what do you think about that? The preseason game, obviously people look at that and they say, oh, Mac Jones is going to be in that. That makes the difference. How does this play out for you?
Yeah, I don't think it's the preseason game. I agree with Swagoo. I mentioned it earlier. It's the week of practice, right? Cam's over here fighting COVID protocol. Mac Jones is going to be out there going up against, I believe, the Giants in their joint workout. So for them, it's the Patriots getting to see Mac Jones by himself without Cam Newton being there. Now, where Cam has helped himself and where I think that Mac can't really overtake him right now is that he's played extremely well throughout the preseason. Mm-hmm. And all you hear on campus that he's been doing it at a very high level, going out and executing the offense. Cam Newton has shown growth. And I don't think we can understate that. It's just how good Mac Jones has looked. Hasn't overshadowed Cam, but now that Cam is out, Mac Jones is going to get that opportunity to show Bill Belichick that he can be the guy. And we all know that Bill Belichick, as he's fighting words coming out of his mouth in all of his interviews, is more than willing to he's more than willing to Wally Pippa guy. He did it to Drew Bledsoe. He did it to Welker. I hope he doesn't do it to Cam Newton because Cam's a really liked guy and a big personality, and he's doing a great job right now, but you can't understate how good Mac Jones looks.
Kimberly, I cannot help but feel bad for Cam Newton because, you know, he needed the year with the playbook. He's in there. He's doing better this year, but at the same time, this happens. But in a way, he offers something different than Mac Jones.
Yeah, Ryan, you feel bad because you're a human. Jeff Saturday, he's not. If y'all missed Jeff Saturday earlier... He was like, I don't care. When you get in there, it's your time.
What did he say? But football ain't fair.
And life is not fair. And he's right because that's the reality of the NFL, right? When you're not available, next man up. And Mike Reese's report earlier I thought was really good, too, because he's talking about Mac Jones is out there. He's probably walking like he was draft night. Like, you know, I feel really good right now, you know? And that's what you want to see. That's what you want to see from your rookie. So Cam has not helped himself in this situation, but he gives them an added dimension that Mac actually can't overcome.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how the Patriots give these 5 days of practice credence in terms of who eventually starts on this team, especially as the year progresses. So coming up, this guy's starting job is in no question. Lamar Jackson has some doubts, though. But it's not bad news why the Ravens quarterback has a point to prove. And Jerry Jones, well, look, he's been saying all the right things about Dak Prescott. Why the Cowboys owner needs to stay optimistic and patient about his quarterback. But first, we have a little sneaky Hembo time. Robert, this is for you, and I don't think I've ever seen it work out this way. In 2012, you became the second NFL quarterback to pass for 3,000 yards and rush for 800 yards in the same season. Who was the first quarterback to do it before you did? I don't, should you know this? I guess you should. We'll see if you do when we come back.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Back with a little sneaky Hembo time. There he is. Okay, so Robert, who was the first NFL quarterback to record 3,000 pass yards and 800 rush yards in the same season?
First name that came to mind is the OG Randall Cunningham. It had to be Randall Cunningham.
Yes! Yes!
Go.
Got it.
Not Cam Newton, not Steve Young, not Fran Tarkenton. Randall Cunningham.
You are undefeated against Hembo. Undefeated. Take that to the bank. Look at him. He's like, it won't last long. Undefeated, Hembo. Let's play a little game of add or subtract, shall we? I'll give you a team's win totals from last year, you guys. You'll tell me if you add or subtract from it. So, Robert, Eagles and four wins, will they add or subtract to that from this season?
Look, we don't know what the Eagles are doing at quarterback and why they, you know, signed Joe Flacco instead of myself as QB2 there. But they're going to get more than four wins. They definitely should add. Four wins is very easy. Come on, guys. Fly, Eagles, fly.
And remember, Robert is available. Jeff, 49ers and six wins. Add or subtract from that.
Add. Listen, we love to show everybody's schedule on this thing, talking about when should quarterbacks play. This is an easy schedule. You look at this thing up and down, the San Francisco 49ers have a, not only do they have a playoff opportunity, they might win their division. I like the way this team's setting up. Don't let Kyle Shanahan get hot with Jimmy G and then sprinkle in a little Trey Lance. That thing could be pretty.
Absolutely. Swagoo, the Jaguars won one game in 2020. Will they add or subtract from that?
They'll add, but it'll be two, because based on what I saw against the New Orleans Saints, they might get lucky for another game. Listen, I think they had offensive linemen out. Trevor Lawrence, I think, will make a few plays this season to get them over the hump. DJ Chark didn't play. They had a lot of guys missing, but I'm worried about that coaching staff more than I'm worried about the players, but I think they'll get two games.
Okay, and I don't even know if that's a possibility, but this sneaky big news that we have, it's not good for the Jaguars. Rookie running back Travis Etienne will miss the entire 2021 season. Etienne's going to undergo surgery on his left foot for a Lisfranc injury. A league source told Adam Schefter the rookie suffered the injury to his left foot in Monday's preseason game against the Saints. Not a good situation for Jacksonville. So, Robert, I start with you. What is your concern level for Trevor Lawrence and the lack of protection that he has, especially with the loss of Etienne?
Yeah, Etienne is a great player, and I got to say, Etienne Jr., you know, it's listed like that for a reason, so I know it means something to him. But him being out for the entire year, when you have a team that has, you know, won one game and you got Swagoo over here saying, okay, they'll win two games this year, if they're losing talent. So Trevor Lawrence comes in, he gets his buddy from Clemson, they're going in there together to try to change things, and now Trevor Lawrence feels like, man, I'm by myself once again. The Jaguars do have talent, we do know that, but they just haven't been a very good team. So Urban Meyer's got his hands full, but, you know, he didn't play Travis Etienne that much anyway and had everybody confused as to when he was going to go in the game. So him not being there, having James Robinson there as a running back, you know, one of the greatest undrafted running backs of all time, doesn't hurt. So I think it hurts them in a sense, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to truly affect Trevor Lawrence's development all that much.
And let's not forget, for a team that needed a lot of talent, they spent a first-round pick on Etienne, and he's not playing this year. So, Swag, I got to ask you, you talked about this a little bit. You're worried about the coaching staff. What do you think about the offense and how this coaching staff is handling it?
Well, one, you know, my big dog Jeff Saturday on here, if you don't have O-line, you ain't going to win a damn game anyway. So hopefully they can figure out how to make that better, because the Saints tore them up. And listen, when you have a rookie quarterback and he's not only trying to figure out the game, the speed, and all of the things that come along with playing on this level, Trevor Lawrence at Clemson sometimes played five or six games in a row where they knew they were going to win by 50. Well, that ain't the case in this league. So he's going to have to carry a lot of this pressure, because let me go back to what I saw in that preseason game. I watched Trevor Lawrence come off the field after being pressured and sacked and hit. And his coaching staff looked like they had absolutely no answers for what was happening to him out there. That's my concern with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yes, the offensive line is an issue. Hopefully they'll be better. They had three starters out in that game. But the bottom line is this. If you don't have a plan for this young man who is crazy talented, it doesn't matter how good his skill set is. These defenses and defensive coordinators will eat him alive. So Urban Meyer, Bevel, all of those guys over there, y'all better help this young man, because based on what we watched against New England, it's a problem right now.
And Jeff, you know what it makes me think of? It makes me think of, we obviously know how tough it was for Peyton Manning first year. But then I think of a guy like David Carr, who took all those hits, as tough as it was for him. What is the risk of this season with Trevor Lawrence not having the protection he needs, not having the situation he needs, if things go south quickly? What is the risk to this young man?
It's enormous. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, listen, I played for Tom Moore, who has won Super Bowls with, as an offensive coordinator, with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Colts, and now even the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year on Bruce Arians' staff. And let me tell you how he started every meeting. If you can't protect it, you can take all those plays you've designed and you can do something nasty with them. I'm going to say it like this. Just throw them away because they don't mean a thing. You have got to protect your quarterback. When you talk about Trevor Lawrence, you need to make sure both of your tackles can be strong. If not, give them help, whether it's tight end, running back, whatever it is, and then plant in your quarterback head. 1, 2, 3, throw it away. The next play is more important than anything you can do on this play. Because like Swagoo said, you ain't winning but a couple games this year anyway. So understand your progression depends on your health. That means 1, 2, 3, throw that ball away, make this thing happen, make decisions quickly, make them efficiently, do not put your body in harm's way. But I'm telling you, when you looked at what they did against the Saints, you can't take that many shots. And everybody, listen, this ain't
no, college. Man.
Everybody in the NFL can rush the quarterback. And when they find out you can't protect them, you're in a deep hole. So you know right now they're struggling in that portion of your offense. You better run the ball effectively and protect your quarterback however you have to, and don't worry about the rest of your game plan.
So, Robert, you were once
y'all
in
that?
Similar
y'all
shoot.
See
go
that?
Ahead,
y'all
go ahead,
see
Marcus.
That
go
energy? Ahead. Y'all see that energy coming off Jeff Saturday when we start talking O-line? Because it's serious. It's serious. Yeah. That man
that's
had
right.
to protect Peyton Manning. It was not a game.
Yep.
My bad.
Robert,
my bad.
Right? That's right.
Go ahead.
Robert, you were in Trevor Lawrence's shoes. You were a guy who came in the league, expected to start. But what advice would you give to Trevor Lawrence, given the situation, losing ETN, in terms of how he needs to approach this season?
Yeah, for Trevor Lawrence, he can't worry about what any of us up here are talking about right now, right? He can't listen to the pundits. He can't listen to the outside noise. He's got to understand that every single day he goes into that building, he has to try to get better, right? We hear guys talk about go 1, 2, 3, throw the ball away. I don't know a quarterback in the league that thinks like that, right? But at the same time, you have to understand when to take your chances, right? When to take your chances. Peyton Manning never said 1, 2, 3, throw the ball away. He said 1, 2, 3,
yes.
Let me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can tell you right now, quarterbacks don't go through their mind process and say, okay, I don't want to get hit on this play. They're trying to win the football game. You know what I mean? It's your job as an offensive protector. Our job is to execute the play. So if we can't execute the play,
hey.
If somebody's loose or we don't have opportunities, throw the ball away then.
Guys, I got it.
You're thinking that he needs to throw the ball away because, oh my goodness, I don't want to get hit. He's not going to be successful.
Guys, I got to take a break. Jeff, I want to give you a chance to get in. I'm going to see if I can get this conversation in later in the show. But, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Dak Prescott, that shoulder ankle situation, worrisome for Cowboy fans. As the season starts, what might be going on in his head might be just as important.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Back with you on Get Up. Now, right before the break, we were talking about Trevor Lawrence being under more pressure with Travis Etienne being out for the season. And as we were talking about it, Robert, you mentioned the points about quarterbacks, their progressions, things like that. And Jeff, you were taking issue with that. I wanted to make sure we did not leave that discussion. So, Jeff, you jump back in and tell me what you were going to say.
Yeah, listen, Robert, all due respect, bro. I played with a dude 13 years, just got inducted to the Hall of Fame. And he did say, One, two, three, throw it away. And in every practice, in every blitz drill, Tom Moore would be back in the background screaming the same thing when that blitz guy came free. Ask Peyton Manning about talking to Archie about getting your body beat up as a quarterback and not being able to go fulfill what you can go do. You know your team ain't solid, bro. You understand your offensive line is going to be leaky. You better make sure you protect you for the future to come and understand what that thing really looks like. Look, with all due respect about holding the ball and doing all that kind of stuff, for what? For an extra 2 yards? You can look at Peyton Manning. Even sacks he took playing against the Jets, Bart Scott coming free. Hey, man, don't take that shot. Live to play the next play. That is important. I'm telling you right now, you call him. We can call him on my phone. One, two, three, throw it away. It's embedded in his mindset, and he understood how to win football games, and that was it. Tom Moore, and let me tell you, Tom Moore didn't change that for Tom Brady either. Go down there with Clyde Christensen and Tom Brady and tell me how much time. That dude understands about sliding the pocket, but he also understands some plays ain't worth it. And you got to teach that to a young rookie, so you better put in his mind if you want him playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars next year or the year after.
Hold on. See, this is what we gotta understand, Jeff Saturday. That guy runs a 4.2 that said that. The dude,
that's right.
Read a 4.2.
That's right.
So he has a whole different premise. Like, I played with the 1-2-3, get rid of it too. As far as Tony
yes,
Romo,
sir.
Who had a little escapability, but we all know he back injuries, crack ribs. Like, that became his philosophy as time went along as well. But you know, when you got these guys that's uber athletic and they've been blessed to run as fast as a cheetah, they look at things through a different prism. But I like to hear what Robert got to say about that, man, because it is interesting when you look at today's NFL with all of these pass rushers that are 4.4, 4.5, and you have a scheme not only that looks bad right now, as well as an offensive line. But I understand both of you guys' point looking at it from two different prisms, but I want to hear Robert what he got to respond to that, because I played with a guy that eventually throughout his career became a 1-2-3, I'm getting rid of this thing, as opposed to letting J.J. Watt decapitate me.
Correct. So what I would say, Jeff, in all due respect, it's not Saturday, it's Wednesday. So when you talk
about
and Tony Romo and 1-2-3, throw the ball away, I agree with you in situational football. You do have to make sure you're available for your team. But if I'm an offensive lineman, which I've never been a day in my life, if I got Aaron Donald across from me, I might in my mind know, like, okay, this is going to be a tough down. But if I'm thinking already I can't block this guy, you're not going to block him. So for Trevor Lawrence, he can never drop back to pass and think to himself, I don't want to get hit. That's what I'm saying. It's not that the play's not there, guy barreling down on you, throw the ball. We've all been there. I've done that, even though I can run 4.2. But when you talk about your mindset, when you go back to pass, your mindset cannot be one of fear. Herm Edwards said it himself, you play to win the game. That's what Trevor Lawrence is trying to do. He's not playing to go 1-2-3, throw the ball away. He's playing to go and win the football.
And Jeff, let me jump in here because I think Jeff, I want to give you the last word. Go ahead.
What offensive line do you know that can hold off Aaron Donald or any of these dudes for 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000? That's a long time to be blocking that dude who's 285 pounds and runs a 4.4. Like, that's a long time. Like, I'm not trying to say you go back and play scared, but you better understand rhythm football in the NFL, because that thing won't float very long. I'm just letting you know, man. Like, there's a reason these guys have played forever in the NFL. Drew Brees, no different. You better protect yourself understanding what that looks like.
In a different way than I'm talking about 1-2-3. I'm talking about 1-2-3 in progression. It sounds like you're talking about 1-2-3 as in seconds in the pocket. No, Trevor Lawrence can't hold on the ball for more than 3 seconds or 4 seconds in the pocket, but he doesn't need to go into the game thinking, I got to go 1-2-3 in my progression, throw the football away. He needs to think, what's the coverage? What play am I running? How can I attack this defense? And then get the ball out of his hands.
Guys, let me jump in. I think, and I really appreciate this discussion
because
it tells us a lot about, philosophy and how we look at the game. And that's why it's great to have all these different voices talking about this. And that's why I get so much out of hearing this. All right, so let's talk about Dallas, shall we? Because there's a lot to talk about there. Dak Prescott has been the center of the conversation this summer as he returns from that fractured ankle while nursing a lat strain. So Jerry Jones had this to say about his status as the regular season is really fast approaching.
I wouldn't be nervous this morning as to where he is in his recovery. He's there. I'd like for him to have this week of practice just to get ready to play Tampa. But, of course, we've got, 2.5 weeks or 2 weeks. But the bottom line is he's there.
Bottom line is he's there. Okay. Look at Kimberly. She's looking at me like,
spicy.
Is that what you got?
Yeah, welcome to the new spicy get-up, y'all. Okay.
Well, you know what? Swag, I'm going to get to you in a second, but Kimberly, there's something about these Cowboys right now that has me feeling like, yeah, they're saying what they need to say, mm-hmm. but that there's more to this situation. Is there anything you're hearing, or what are you making of it?
The issue to me is that first, it was nothing. You know, Mike McCarthy said, you know, Dak is fine. You know, it's just going to take some days. He'll be back to practice. And then a couple days later, Jerry's like, oh, we consulted with the Texans and we, you know, the Rangers. And so then the story starts to progress. Like, what's really happening? So I think for me, until we see Dak on the field, I think that will allay a lot of concerns. I know a lot of athletes, so it's like he's just got to play through it. But this is a guy that we haven't seen play football in almost a year. You should be concerned because not just of the contract, but just because we saw last year what this team is like without Dak. And it was not pretty, guys. It was not pretty.
Swaggoo, what are you making of this and the messaging that you're hearing out of Dallas?
I just want him to shut up. That's all I want. Just be quiet. Like, look, because here's the deal. Dak gonna start week one. Let me let people in on the NFL, the side that don't nobody want to talk. There is this shot called a tortoise shot that if Dak is not feeling all the way right, but the shoulder is properly healed, he's going to get a shot and he's going to play. Like, that's what's going to happen. I know we getting into an area where people don't want to identify the reality of the NFL, but that would be the reality if he was in so much pain that he couldn't do it. Dak is practicing. He's throwing the football. He's progressing. The messaging, to Kim's point, what she just said, just be quiet. Just practice. Get to week one. Dak is fine. He's going to move forward and progress. I started off saying I'm not concerned about this. And the reason why I'm not concerned, and it may be personal, is because I know Dak Prescott. I know how he's built. I know his mentality. And I know that if he was not able to do anything football-wise, he would not do anything. Dak does not miss practice. He does not take reps off. There is no such thing as Dak Prescott saying, oh, I'm a little sore, so I'm not going to do anything. They went through that phase of it really bothering him, and now he's back on the practice field doing what he's needing to do to get ready for week one. And not seeing him in the year, I understand that concern. That's logical for every guy that you've seen away from the field. Kellen is still there, his offensive coordinator. Mike McCarthy in his second year had a lot of time. Guys, we had an offseason as well for these guys to get prepared. It'll be fine. Everybody calm the hell down. I just want Dallas to shut up until the damn season starts.
We'll see if that happens, especially being on Hard Knocks every week, right? How can you? Bro. So, Robert, which injury is more concerning for you for Dak Prescott, his shoulder or his leg?
Yeah, I mean, based off of the last segment, Jeff Saturday would say that Dak Prescott's he should be a 1-2-3 throw the ball away kind of guy, but especially right now.
They fighting.
Robert's starting drama already. Day number one. Okay.
What I would say to stay on topic is that it's not the shoulder, it's the leg, right? You see him running on the film. He doesn't quite look 100%, but what Swagoo's saying about knowing who Dak Prescott is and how he's built, right, that makes you understand the type of vigor he's going to go into this season with. We saw what they looked like without him. We know what they can look like with him, even though early in the year last year he was putting up crazy numbers and they were still losing games. But the expectations are super high. So for me, it's about easing him in to the offense, allowing him to go 1-3 and throw a check down, hand the ball off to skinny Ezekiel Elliott, and have that defense bigger than they did last year. So I don't think there's much of a concern. We said we want Dak Prescott and the Cowboys to shut up, but we keep asking them questions, so they're probably never going to shut up.
Yeah, it's hard not
and
to.
And I think,
that's
listen,
media,
listen,
Robert.
Too.
That's media. Welcome mm-hmm. to media.
Listen, RG3 made a great point. Robert made a great point. And when you think about, like, the progression of the Dallas Cowboys anyway, and I know nobody want to hear this because it's not fun to talk about, this team is going to be ran through this offensive line and Ezekiel Elliott anyway. Like, I know we get enamored with Dak and Amari Cooper and all of these guys. This team is built to run the football and be a lot more balanced than playing down from 30 like they were in the first four or five games of last season where Dak had to throw for 10,000 yards before we got halfway through the season. So that'll take pressure off his shoulder as well.
All right. So we'll see if they have that balance or at least go with Zeke more.
Deke.
Than what Deke is Deke. What she says. Deke. I'm telling you. Trademark it. All right. So it's the battle. You didn't know you wanted or needed, but you do. Swagoo versus Saturday. Which hits were better from which side of the ball? Let the battle begin next.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Back with you on Get Up and meanwhile on Planet Earth, brought to you by Whole Foods. Check out this crazy play from a little man on a football field. Okay, first thing, he's going the wrong way, right? But then coach gets him turned around. Wait, watch. No, go the other way. Go the other way. So the little guy turns around and watch what he does. And by the way, look at these blocks. Are you guys watching this?
To the grip. Turn. Look at little Saquon.
Look at
yeah,
that.
Look at him.
Little bow-legged Saquon, man. Get him with that thing.
Down and Jeff, the linemen are doing great. Talk to me about these linemen, man. They're doing amazing things.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, like every other play in football, watch his boys blocking for him. Watch his sacrifice. Them dudes run all the way back and then bring them all the way home. That's what I'm talking about. Watch right here, this first one. Get some. He's on the ground. Watch him get some of this. Watch him again. He ain't done. Get him another one. Got him another. Bam. Got him another one. Another one down. Hey, that's true love right there, babe. Sacrifice and respect. That's how O-lineman, man. That's what I'm talking about, little man.
That's what Chicago means.
It is time for our battle of the big guys. Right now, Marcus Spears, Jeff Saturday are going to give us some of their favorite plays in the preseason featuring big blocks and big sacks. Okay, Jeff, get us started off.
Oh, listen, Dalton Risner. We're going to go ahead and take him out. Hold on, we got to see Jeff Saturday. Watch right here. Watch the drive on the zone block. Got the hands inside. Oh, going to your back, little man. Just take some, dump some like a dump truck. Watch it right here.
Oh, get off
finish
the block.
Put him in the dirt. Put his face down. I absolutely love it. Listen, zone blocking is tough all in itself, but this backside hand pressure and then the finish, that's a thing of beauty. Two pancakes from a man, Risner, in Denver. That's the way to put him down.
Okay, Swagoo. Some Swagoo security.
Well, you take your pancake, but I know some people in this league need security. Everybody ain't getting dumped around here, so I'm going to take it out to Chicago with my man A.J. Espinosa and get into the quarterback. Jeff, look at this long-gone mother-in-law. Look, you guys pride yourselves on standing in the gap for the quarterback. Not in this situation. He needs a new security guard, Jeff Saturday. So they better find somebody quick. That's why they need Justin Fields to be week one starter as opposed to Andy Dalton.
Okay. Preach. Jeff, you're up again.
All right, listen. I'm going to show you security. You want security at the club? Check out my man Becton. Oh. That's who you want at the front door right there, Swagoo. Hey, and the greatest part about this, it ain't he gets them down, it's the body splash at the end. Boom! Drop it all on him. Hey, not just this play. I don't want to respect the rest of them. He got,
y'all
got
so dirty.
Bounced from the club, Swagoo. Bounce them three pancakes, baby.
Swagoo, you got.
Jeff, people still need security, though. And some of your guys ain't doing it. I see Makai, but look at these two fellas. Athleticism is a trait of being a security guard. And when you don't have none, you get your quarterback killed by a little guy. Duck under, get low. Jeff, this is why they say the defensive linemen are the guys that's athletes. Look at this fella get low, and both of these guys go to their knees on the ground and just watch. You need new security.
That's a safety. That's a safety, bro. That's like a late night, Jeff. Ain't nobody home.
Jeff, listen.
How do you not give it to Jeff?
Who you got?
This is who got the winner.
Swagoo. Swagoo, we're family, but gotta give it a Saturday, man. He's been on a roll today. I don't want no smoke from Jeff Saturday, so it's gonna be Jeff.
Bring it, Kimberly. That's what I'm talking about.
Please, Jeff. That little Jeff. That cornerback that ducked under the two offensive linemen. That's like when the big dude run up on one of the little dudes, and then you find out he a damn MMA fighter, and you get beat to sleep.
He had that full wrong. That guy is gonna surprise him. Go walk up in there. Bam, take two, you're done.
You can't just walk up on little dudes no more since UFC.
No way.
You can't do it.
Doesn't get any better than a Wednesday like this, I gotta tell you. All right. Little League World Series, it gets even better right here on ESPN. It rolls on from Williamsport. Four more matchups today. Ohio, New Hampshire at 1 Eastern, followed by Nebraska and Texas. Then later, California plays South Dakota, and Michigan squares off against Hawaii. All four games are on ESPN and the app. Well, he's not going to be the Bears starter to open the season, but once Justin Fields gets in, does he make them a playoff contender? Max, Molly, and Harry Douglas answer that question on First Take immediately after Get Up, top of the hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Heineken Rivalry Week rolls on with a Friday night with a doubleheader. It's going to be good. We start at 6:30 Eastern with Columbus and Cincinnati. Then it's a battle of Florida between Orlando City and Miami. Both matches are available on ESPN Deportes and the ESPN app. One app, one tap. Check out this eye candy from yesterday. It's a good one. With this goal from Hillary Knight, she broke the IIHF Women's World Championship record as the U.S. won 6-0 over Team ROC. She now has 45 goals in Women's Worlds, eclipsing Hall of Famer Cammy Granato. And Knight's going to join ESPN as part of our NHL coverage team this fall. So congratulations to Hillary. Now, before we go, we'll talk a little bit about what I thought was really interesting, Lamar Jackson. Because Lamar Jackson, a little while ago, last week, Jeremy Fowler mentioned on our show that some GMs are thinking they might have figured him out. We saw Lamar Jackson say, I don't know about that. So, Robert, I wanted to come to you and get your thoughts on Lamar Jackson. Do you think the NFL and these coaches have figured out Lamar Jackson, and how far can this team go?
No, I don't think they figured out Lamar Jackson. Like I said, Lamar's such an instinctual player. He doesn't even know what he's going to do next. And the beauty is if Lil Bro can stay healthy, genetics, you cannot figure out genetics, right? He's faster than a lot of guys. He's quicker. He can make them miss, and he can throw the ball with the best of them. So I think Lamar, he stays healthy. He's going to allow the Baltimore Ravens to go to the Super Bowl, and win that thing, bring that trophy back to D-Moore.
Ooh, okay. So his words, I strongly doubt the NFL has figured him out. You're back in that. Now, speaking of figuring something out, you know, Marcus, I just want to tell you, you know, you know that I have no control over the producers who work here. So while we were doing the show, they wanted to see if they could figure out the moment that you brought up earlier when Robert ran all over your team when you played in Dallas. So, you know, and obviously, Marcus, I'm doing the show, so I know nothing about this. But then this video shows up
nice
of Robert running all over the place. And there's Marcus Spears missing on the tackle. Didn't even touch him. It's like he's a ghost to you. Marcus, as you see this video, what's your reaction? Knowing full well that I have no control over it. I think his mic went out. I don't know. Mic must have gone out.
First of all,
really glad things
are first of all. Oh no.
And they keep replaying it.
I needed 10 plays off after that. I needed 10 plays off after that play. And I was just hoping he didn't put no brakes on and go the other direction because I was going to keep flying to that sideline. By the way, let me mention, I did get my hand on his back.
Barely. Robert, as you watch this play over and over again, what goes through your mind?
I remember very vividly, I think DeMarcus Ware was on the team at this time, and he told me, he's like, man, when you stop running around, golly, we can't catch you. So I stopped running and
went
for Roger just seconds. Felt like a breeze, like just great. Like, what was that? Oh, it was Marcus. Okay.
Shout out to the O-line on that pick, on that video, right? Santana. Moss,
okay, so this...
Robinson.
So this is what we doing. This is what we doing. I've been on this damn show 3 years. This is first date. And this is what we doing. Don't call me no more.
Marcus,
I'm done.
Can I say this?
In the damn control room. Swag. I'm done with you, Ryan Smith. I'm done with you, Kimberly.
No,
with
Swag.
All of y'all.
Let me rehab you for a second, Swag. Let me rehab you for a second and say you were credited with a sack on the play, with a tackle on the play. So you did get a tackle.
I know.
I just want to let everybody know.
That don't change what I just said.
I just want to let everybody know that soft touch on his back was a tackle.
Are we even doing TV right now? I don't even know who these people are. Are we even doing anything?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.